السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Rabab Educational Productions would like to present to you part one of our series, Quran Stories for Children. You will be hearing a story followed by a nasheed. I hope you will have a good time listening to our tape. The first story is about the Prophet Yunus, alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear children, this is the story about Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. And this is what Allah says about Yunus in the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَضِينَ فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون فنبذناه بالعراء وهو سقيم وأنبتنا عليه شجرة من يقطين وأرسلناه إلى 100,000 أو يزيدون فآمنوا فمتعناهم إلى حين.
Yunus alayhi salam was one of the great prophets descended from the family tree of Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam, who lived a long time ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Yunus to the people of Nineveh, which was a city in Al-Mawsil in the country now known as Iraq. Over 1,000 people lived in this city, but they were mushrikeen, idolaters, which means they worshipped other gods besides Allah. Yunus alayhi salam invited them to the worship of the one and only God, Allah, but they would not believe. Eventually he lost patience, promised them the punishment of Allah, and decided to leave the city without Allah's permission, which was the wrong thing to do. As Yunus alayhi salam left the city, the people of Nineveh started to realize their error. They became terrified and expected Allah's punishment to befall them. They all gathered in an open space and sincerely asked Allah for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most kind, most merciful. He forgave them. Meanwhile, Yunus, not knowing what had taken place, carried on with his sad travel. He was angry with his people. He finally arrived at the seashore, and there he saw before him a sailing boat about to sail. He asked the crew if he could travel with them. Liking him, they welcomed him aboard. Whilst they were out at sea, The sea became rough and the waves started to rise. The boat began to capsize. The crew felt the danger and decided to reduce the weight of the passengers on board. So they drew lots and it fell upon Yunus alayhi salam. The crew then threw Yunus overboard into the sea. A tremendous whale appeared and swallowed Yunus. Allah ordered the whale not to harm him. Poor Yunus. It was very dark inside the whale, dark in the sea, and it was a very dark night. Deep within this darkness, Yunus began to call on to Allah. He said, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa ant, Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin, which means there is no God but you, Allah. Praise be to you, I was of the wrongdoers. Yunus stayed 3 days and nights in the whale. He was praising and asking Allah for forgiveness. And soon Allah forgave Yunus and then commanded the whale to take Yunus back to the land. And so it did. Yunus came out of the whale onto a deserted shoreline with no plantation. He was weak and ill. Allah is so merciful. He caused a yaqtin tree to grow near Yunus, which he ate from and sheltered under until he became strong and healthy. Whereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to go back to the city of Nineveh to continue to teach and guide the people. When Yunus arrived back at the city, he found his people had become believers. And this time, they listened to his teaching about the one true God, Allah. Do you know, dear children, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whomever recites the prayer of my brother Yunus when afflicted and sad and troubled, Allah promised that he would lift the burden from them." So, let us practice this prayer, this beautiful dua of Prophet Yunus. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa anta, Subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin, which means there is no God but Allah. Praise be to you, I was of the wrongdoers. Dear children, we learn from the story of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tests to his servants, no matter how great and difficult it might be, it will always be followed by ease and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.